John Hartman. I'm the Chief Financial Officer of DNA Polymerase Technology in St. Louis.
And in this capacity, you are also an independent candidate running in the 13th Congressional District?
Yes.
Okay. Well, from what you understand, can you kind of tell me exactly what your reaction is to the ruling today? And if you're not satisfied with it, what would you want to see replaced in terms of maybe what would be considered health care reform?
Well, there are two main problems we had before the Affordable Care Act was put into practice or was passed. And that was that we had an extremely large percentage of our population that did not have any insurance. And when you don't have insurance, the evidence is that you tend to be sicker and you die younger. And when we compare our country to other countries of similar wealth or the other advanced countries, they've all done a lot better in covering all of their citizens. The second part of the problem, major part of the problem, is that our costs are too high compared to other countries. All other advanced nations have figured out a way to provide health care at much lower cost per person than we do. The Affordable Care Act took a major step towards ensuring a larger portion of our population and bringing more people into insurance. And so for all those people, for all those American citizens, it was a step forward. We should be happy about that. It did not do basically anything to contain costs, and there's much more work to be done regarding containing costs, and we can learn about that from what other countries have done successfully.
Okay, so using other countries as a model, what kind of healthcare system would you like to see in place if, you know, you're elected to Congress and, you know, you have the opportunity to try to, you know, work with the president directly? What would you like to see developed in this country?
I think that the most palatable system would probably be those modeled on Germany or possibly Japan, where you have private doctors, private hospitals, private healthcare providers, and in the case of Germany, more than one health insurer. I believe in Germany they are nonprofits, but there is large government involvement with them to make sure that there is no raking excess money off the top. And we know from our own experience in the United States with the amount of taken from every healthcare dollar from the Medicare system is much less than it is from the private insurance, when private insurance provides it. So they're taking a much higher percentage of the healthcare dollar the way we have it now. And that's also, they're taking a much higher percentage of the healthcare dollar than what the Canadian system is doing. So those are the directions that I would like to see us make progress in.
And finally, what would you say is the single greatest flaw or maybe one of the biggest problems with the Affordable Care Act?
Well, as I mentioned, it does not control costs. It has some provisions make best practices more common, but it does not have the cost containment that it needs to have. And, you know, there's another thing I think that the citizens really need to realize here. If we're going to be leaders here politically, we need to tell people the truth, and that is that back on the prairie in Illinois in 1850, if you had an appendix that was giving you trouble, I mean, it was just too bad. Now, the guy back in the prairie, he did not have to spend hardly any of his income on health care. There was no doctor around, so all of his money went to his food and his clothing and his home. In 1950, the prescription for heart disease was bed rest. And back in 1950, I think we were spending I don't have the figure right in front of me. I know it was a much more manageable amount than what we're spending now. But it's because we have new technologies, new sophistications, open heart surgeries when necessary. I mean, you can have your appendicitis removed. You do not get killed. But that's going to, though, every country is incurring higher medical costs because we have greater procedures that allow us to live longer and be healthier. And so we need to become accustomed to having a growing percentage of our income applied to healthcare if we want to have these, take advantage of these technologies. And that's going to crowd into our health, our, to our home expenditures and our food and our clothing expenditures. And that's new to us, and we, no one likes it. No one likes to spend money on having their appendicitis taken out. But when you, I just think you, we need to keep everything in view here and what's driving part of, at least part of the healthcare delivery system around the world. And I just think that's, it's helpful to keep that in view.
Well, yeah. I know you said, and finally, the biggest thing you said was containing costs.
Yeah.
What should we do to contain those costs? What would be the ultimate solution? Is that would that be raising taxes? I mean, how would you, what would we do?
It would, well, now raising taxes would be to get balance into the Medicare program and Medicaid program, and that's a bit of a separate issue than the Affordable Care Act. I think that the most obvious first target is to reduce the overhead. We have too many cooks spoiling the broth right now, everybody getting a take out of it in the United States compared to other nations. So especially in the health insurance and the way that the funding is provided, we do not necessarily need to, we should not start with our doctors in our hospitals.
Very good. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's it for now.
Okay, well, I really appreciate your time. I'm sure we'll be talking to you again soon. So thank you.
Okay, very well.
Bye.